The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
We're back. Second hour of the National Intel Report in mid-month here, 15 December. 15 December. What did that pop in my mind for? That's an important date to me. I'll figure out why. 15 September 2016. Oh, God. I don't like to wish precious days away, but, man, I wished it was post-November 11th. Man, do I ever. What's going on with the Trump campaign? You know, just as I suspected, I think I remember saying this to folks on air, that you watch what this boils down to. It's going to be a dead even heat. And the polls are pretty much showing that right now. And he's up in Ohio. No thanks to Mr. Kasich there, that is still with the neocons and a never Trumper, evidently. But evidently the people in Ohio are speaking. And in the L.A. Times, you know, this is a shocker. I'm surprised they even admitted this. The Los Angeles Times paid a visit to Donald Trump's Southern California headquarters in Long Beach on Monday and was stunned by the diversity of volunteers who committed to seeing him win the Golden State and the presidency. It was as if the whole thing had been staged in Cambodia Town, no less, to belie the notion that Trump's appeal is largely limited to older white males. The Times' Steve Lopez wrote, in Long Beach, though, one of the America's most diverse cities, I read that as the most balkanized city, that same diversity was reflected in Trump's supporters at his Southern California headquarters. So why did I see Hillary Clinton today with a release going, well, he's hateful. He hates minorities. Well, evidently these minorities don't think so. Lopez spoke with a woman and the millennials of a Filipino descent, a Mexican-American, and a Jewish man, and saw the names of volunteers from the African-American, Hispanic, and Asian communities. Written on blackboards adorning the names of volunteers, he noted that two middle-aged white people also joined the party. Trump's grand opening for his headquarters took place this past Saturday, and Breitbart News was there to cover it. Now, as Lopez was told, there were hundreds of people over there, and over the course of the opening, many of them were able to enjoy a performance that was put on by dancers of the Kumar Arts Cultural Center, also known as traditional Cambodian blessing dance, something Lopez wrote that he would have paid to have seen. Lopez wrote that an unnamed Mexican-American Trump volunteer told him that there are too many illegals here, and they dirty the place up, and they take the jobs and do things they shouldn't. Lopez noted that once he found out that he was with the Times, the man said, the only thing the Times is any good for is to wrap fish, before walking away from him. The Breitbart News reporter was similarly dismissed by a liberal couple at the state's Democratic convention last year. A white male Trump supporter who was also present told the Times that, at although one point he wanted to strangle Trump, he changed his mind when he saw that Trump had received Christ. Gary Fuldheim, A Jewish man who is also part owner of the building that Trump's headquarters is located in reportedly said one of the main reasons he's voting for Trump for president is because he believes Trump will do a better job of protecting Israel from Iran than the Democrats will. Well, like I said, folks, politically speaking, you speak politics. You speak politics to achieve your goal. Now, I think Trump came out with enough stuff that rankled a lot of people. You know, the complete communist takeover, right on the verge. And if you haven't been paying attention, well, then go back to sleep. Because the socialist slash communist have pretty much taken over everything. The education system, the media, obviously the economy. So, you know, what's left? Now, there's a reason why this man resonated with so many people, because he was talking about the things that they were most passionate about. We're starving out here. You know, we're being balkanized. Stop this stuff. I just read yesterday that old Obongo wants to bring in another 100,000 plus immigrants from other places in the world, including Syrians, more Somalians. You want to talk about a hellhole and a cultural deficiency? That's Somalia. Under cultural deficiency in an encyclopedia, it should have a picture of Somalia. Now, call me crazy here, but this is part and parcel of the globalists to break up society and culture. And that's exactly what's being done. And in my humble opinion, that's exactly why we never stopped the influx of illegals coming over this border. And it's up. Last year it dipped a little bit. Well, it's back up. Now we got kids without parents crossing the border into the country. Tom in Florida, talk about another balkanized place. Hello, Tom.
Well, it's great to hear from you, Patriot. How you doing, John? Yeah, talking about illegal aliens. Well, you got the Miami Herald had a thing in the paper Friday. 70% of the people in Venezuela are trying to get to Miami and Dade and Broward County. They're flooding this place. Other than the Haitians that Bill Clinton and Hillary own property at the butt end in Haiti, as you well know. But I just want to say this, John. You want to know something that's really not being
talked about? No, I'm John, Tom.
Yeah, John, that's what I said.
No, you said Don.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's okay. I'm just checking my hearing. It works.
Okay, I was thinking of Donald Trump.
Okay.
Okay, Don, John.
Okay.
Okay, John, what I do want to say is this, and I want you to talk a little bit about it maybe on your next show or when you have time. This guy, what's his name, Anthony Weiner, this guy Weiner in Aberdeen, or the Arab and the Jew, I guarantee you that guy Weiner has some information that's why he's getting divorced from her. And he's probably, who knows what the Israelis are doing with this guy. But I guarantee he saw every one of Hillary's emails in that basement with Aberdeen. And she probably got mad. And then that's why they're getting divorced, because it has to do with all the garbage that he has on Hillary. And who knows what they're trying to pump out of this guy Anthony Weiner. You don't hear much about that in the media, but I guarantee you that guy Weiner's got information that blow your mind as far as what he's got about on Hillary. And Aberdeen just told him, if you do that, and then she's probably using the threat of divorce against him, and that's why they're splitting up, because I guarantee it has something to do with Hillary's emails. This guy Weiner and sending pictures of his thing on a copier and all that. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, well, and again, that's more of the cultural essence of people that have no morality, no moral compass, no ethics, no nothing.
Well, you're right, John. And, you know, John, I want to ask you a question. I don't know if you've heard this, but I want you to archive it. Michael Savage literally said that Interpol should go after Soros for what he's trying to do to the white race. Michael Savage basically said this guy Soros is trying to literally destroy the white Caucasians throughout Europe and the United States. And, you know, if Savage can say that the way he said it the other day when I heard it, my jaw dropped out of my mouth. I'm like, wow, this guy's saying this guy Soros is pumping in millions of dollars to these minorities to actually try to destroy the white.
What is Michael Savage's real name?
I really don't know, John. I'll tell you the truth, but I know he was talking about Interpol should have to go after the guy Soros for him trying to destroy the whites throughout the world. That was kind of perplexing. I'm like, wow, this is unreal. And you can archive it. He was talking about that the other day about Soros is literally trying to spend billions of dollars to disrupt the white civilizations of the world. So that to me was perplexing. But getting back to what you're talking about, illegal immigration, John, there are so many people in Florida here, South Florida, that they don't even want, they're not coming here to compliments. They're coming here to lunch to take our jobs because they're not wanting to even learn to speak English. Why should they? They don't need to learn to speak English. They can come over here and they can speak Spanish and it's acceptable all over.
By the way, is this a coincidence that that talk show host, his real last name is Wiener? It's not Savage. It's Michael Allen Wiener.
Wow. See, I'll tell you, John, thank you for that. I didn't know, but I know he's talking about Wiener in Aberdeen the other day, and he's definitely talking about Soros, and I'm like, whoa. But, you know, going back to what's going on with this invasion, this flooding of our country with all these third worlders, and before Obama leaves, wants to bring in, 100,000 Syrians, mm-hmm. mostly men? Mm-hmm. John, this is insane. And, you know, I just don't believe what's happening here in South Florida. You can't even find a job unless you've got a Spanish surname, it seems like. I mean, this is all by design.
Well,
and whoever behind this, John, should be held and put in prison or worse. I'm telling you, this is disgraceful what they're done to the United States. And I'll tell you one thing, John. Did you hear Donald Trump say yesterday about the water in Flint, Michigan?
Yeah, I just said it.
The water's cleaner than in Mexico than it is in the United States.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Hey, Tom, appreciate the call. Thank you.
Anything. Have a great day, John.
All right. Million subjects in a minute. Wonder if he is related. An open letter to patriots, freedom fighters, and the militia. Remember those guys? Yeah, that's what I was involved with back in the 90s, and then I had a sudden realization. There's not enough people that know what the hell's going on and why it's going on. The who, what, and the where, but not the why. So I decided to stay in communications. Last resort, that's when you pick up the field pack. Progressivism makes strong people weak and weak people even weaker. It robs them of their pride, their dignity, their self-respect, and their motivation to achieve something greater than the image that they see in the mirror. It teaches them that dependency is okay, and self-reliance and independence is not necessary. Progressives are predatory and prey upon the weakest among us, and progressivism was never really about compassion. It was always about votes and power. That was a quote from Ron Ewart. You know, 5,000 years of human history have proven that free republics have a lifespan of a little over 200 years before they start eating themselves and morph into socialism or fascism. Where are we at today, folks? It's 3 minutes after 11 p.m., and there are only 57 minutes on our 12-hour clock to save America from the fate of all other free republics. By the year 2040, nothing will remain of the founders' dream of liberty for all under the constitutional republic if America continues on its current path. Now, sadly, the majority of Americans like it just the way it is or don't care one way or the other. Now, this majority has the majority of votes, so they will do nothing to change the status quo. It is left to a minority of Americans. How does that make you feel, folks, that you're the minority now? To convince the majority that their days of free living off the sweat, blood, and tears of productive Americans will eventually come to an end, either by running out of money or outright civil war. Now, this minority is composed of three groups of Americans, the silent patriot, the freedom fighter, and the militia, as depicted in, and there's an image that you can't see because this is radio. The silent patriot is fully aware of the degradation of freedom, but doesn't have a solution or is afraid to act. The freedom fighter is on the peaceful front lines trying to slow down the degradation. The militia anxiously waits in the shadows, locked, loaded, and training for when they may be needed. These three groups are the only ones that can save America from freedom-robbing progressivism. They can't do it with their votes, so there has to be another way, and there is. What we do know is that one man or woman can't save America. Only millions of united Americans can save America, even if they are the minority. Now, let me stop and digress here for a second. What is Hillary Clinton's campaign? What's the message? We're stronger together. So the idea from the Clintonistas is that, well, we all join, so that means you accept their progressive or communistic philosophy. See, we got to be all together on this one. Yeah, that's going to save America. Hasn't anybody noticed what has happened to communist countries? They go broke. Nobody's interested in working. Nobody's interested in producing. Nobody's interested in creating wealth. Nobody's interested in creating jobs. Why would you want to create a job? Why would you want to go to work when the state will provide? Meagerly? But hey, the state will provide. I don't have to worry about starving. My government will feed me. Well, what's feeding the government? Long time ago, we were broke. And now we're really broke. Ah, but what are they relying on? That's right, the middleman, the credit people. Let's just keep adding up debt. That'll solve the problem. And that's their only solution to the problem, is keep shoveling money. Just like in the inner cities, just like in the ghettos. You know, and gee, this is finally starting to piece together for a lot of people that could not see this. In these cities that have these horrendous ghettos, who are the mayors? The communitarians. They're interested in federal funding. They're interested in the federal bailout. They're interested in the status quo. Why? Because if these people got on their own feet, didn't need to lean on the government, didn't want to have any part of it, where would their power base go? It would up and disappear. Whoops. Sure, we know the world elite, the ruling class, is controlling the global money supply and the world economy and trying to drive us all into a new world order against our will. That's right, the American government at all levels is trying to shove United Nations, social justice, racial and environmental protection, and climate change down our throats. And everyone knows that illegal immigration is out of control. Our borders remain porous, and the problems remain intractable. Even though workable solutions are staring us in the face, like, how's this for enforcing current law? The politicians are incapable of getting a handle on government spending, and the end result can only be bankruptcy and total financial collapse. Well, we're already bankrupt. Been that way since 1933. Literally. Not figuratively, literally. Now, the government has crafted a tax code that is fitting for a dictatorship. It is designed to intimidate and entrap the taxpayer as well as enslave him. A foreign enemy couldn't have devised a more diabolical plot to subjugate the people. The Fed, state, and local governments are brainwashing our kids with collectivism, environmentalism, multiculturalism, political correctness, and a whole bunch of other isms, at which we can only guess. They are purposely trying to produce obedient robots, not clear-thinking individuals with dreams of liberty and achievement in their heads. It is unimaginable that government is doing everything in its power to take over our money, our land, our energy, our food, our water, our health. And they're trashing the foundations of liberty, the U.S. Constitution. Our courts have become hopelessly corrupt. Our foreign policy is an international embarrassment. And we have entered into a police action with smaller countries, better known as war, but we call them police actions, or helping our neighbors, that either we shouldn't have been there in the first place or engaged in a losing strategy. We appease our enemies instead of showing them that we mean business, and we will protect our interests and our citizens with every option at our disposal. So, with all of these problems that we can't seem to solve right now, a reason to give up? Are we to run and hide when obstacles lie in our path to freedom? Think about it. America has lived through and survived a revolution from which our freedom was born and a civil war that nearly tore us apart. Let's take the break here. We will take phone calls and the magic numbers for right now until we're in the process of getting the 800s reinstalled here. It's technically been a nightmare. 512-716-1603, 1883, or 1897. Let's take the break. We'll be back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea?
Scott in Arizona. Hello, Scott.
Hi. I'd like to start off by plugging one of your advertisers, AROutfitting.com. They have real good prices and good service.
Oh, you've made a purchase from them?
Today, yeah. Some lights.
Okay.
And seems to go pretty good. But anyway, I was my theory about South Dakota, you know, with all the protesters.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of tribes getting united and a lot of other people getting united against that protest. I think they put a halt to that pipeline to defuse it for a while because there are people getting together to from all walks of life, and even one of the tribe members even was surprised that Indians from Minnesota were coming.
And if I'm understanding you correctly, Scott, it's the other Indians that are rallying against these Indians that are doing the protest?
Rallying with them. Plus, Patriots are going up there, too.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. I got you.
Yeah, the Patriots and the Indians. If they get that, then people are going to realize there's a common enemy.
Oh, but there seems to be a problem anymore with anybody crossing state lines to support anything.
Yeah,
they're being called the insurgent terrorist. Yeah.
Well, the Indians say they don't have any borders, but I think they did.
By the way, what happened to your state senator out there? How did she lose against McCain?
I don't know. I wasn't even close in the primary. Oh, the state senator?
Yeah. What was her name that was running against John McCain for his U.S. Senate seat?
I don't know. I don't know anybody that voted for McCain, but he had, like, a big win.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
you know, it snowed up in Pine Top the other day. I think it's going to be early winter here.
All right, we went from McCain to a weather report. Anything else, Scott?
it's global warming, you know.
Yeah. No, it's climate change. Now, come on, let's get on the right page.
McCain's going has a run with against Kilpatrick, though.
Well, and that is the deputy. What's the woman's name? Help me out here.
Kilpatrick.
No. I'm the one that was in the race.
I'm blank right now. Voted for
all right.
Colonel something.
No, it wasn't Colonel. She was a doctor, a female.
Oh, a doctor, yeah.
At any rate, all right. Okay, Scott, I appreciate your call, bud. Appreciate it.
Bye.
We might have another wounded knee up there. Jeff in Colorado. Hello, Jeff.
How you doing, John?
Hi.
I was just listening to that last guy you was talking to that I've been reading here today that they've dispatched National Guard up there to that protest up in North Dakota.
Well, you know how this is going to turn out, right?
They sent the National Guard up there, yeah. But I was calling in to comment about something you said earlier, you and Gerald Celente, about all the money that the United States gives to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
I've kind of followed leads on that, a vast amount of that money, if not the majority of it, comes back to the United States in bribes. And and the Zionists keep the military-industrial complex going, and so there needs to be some palms greased along the way.
Well,
you know, for them to control this country as much as they do. So,
have you seen Jeff? Have you seen the map for Greater Israel? Do you see that the territory that they want to take for the so-called state of Israel?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Well, and you know we got to, you know, their supposed last opposition here. I don't know the last time Iran did an assault on Israel, but you know it's a big threat. They're sitting there with 400 nuclear weapons. They could
the ones that are known of.
Yeah, the ones that are known. And where did all that stuff come from? Well,
yeah,
go figure. All right, Jeff, I appreciate the call, bud. I got to go to break.
Carry on, John.
Thank you, sir.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Obi-Wan Kenobi in Colorado. Hello, Obi.
Hey, John. How are you doing today?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I've got a couple of issues I want to bring to you. The reason John McCain kept winning in Arizona is certain key congressional races are rigged as well. The people of Arizona, I lived in Arizona back 10 years ago for about a year and a half. Nobody out there liked McCain. Everybody I talked to said that man's a crook. And so they've been rigging certain key congressional elections. I believe they're now rigging all of them. Occasionally they'll let an outsider win just to make people think it's honest. And now my second point is the Rothschilds like staying behind the scenes. They don't like being out in public. Everybody's talking about Soros, Soros. Soros is a lieutenant to the Rothschilds. He's taking heat for them, so people forget about him. He does not have enough billions or trillions to fund everything. The Rothschilds are trillionaires, and Soros is a billionaire. And there's your pecking order.
Can't argue with that one.
You know, they're using Soros. You know, everybody's talking about Soros nowadays, and they're missing the point. You know, it's the Rothschilds running everything. They're using Soros as a scapegoat.
Well, and he's going to maintain his wealth. He doesn't have that much longer before he has to shuffle off the mortal coil. So, yeah, he's the front guy, and he'll take the heat. While the globalists behind the scenes have been working for a couple hundred years to bring this thing about, are starting to fail and fail miserably. The only question I have, Obi, is what are these wonderful world masters going to do when they finally realize that there's no chance for them to win? You know, this is the reason why I brought up to Gerald Celente, what do they think about the banks? You know, they're all for freedom. Yeah, let's get rid of Merkel and this, that, and the other. Do they realize that what they had before was one hell of a lot better than before they joined this European commerce thing that morphed into the EU?
Well, then the European Union is breaking up, and I'm sure the globalists see this, and they realize they're not going to be able to hold it together much longer. If they rig the elections here in the U.S. for Hillary, which I believe they're still going to do, that's going to cause an uproar. And in the long term, that's going to backfire on them.
Well, and the question is, though, yeah, are they going to go out? They're going to tuck their tail? They're going to go out after all this time and energy and money that's been spent to bring around their global governance scheme? Are they going to go quietly in the night? Are they going to really start to cause chaos? Do they have a second round at this? Do they have a plan that we're not aware of?
Well, I go back to the French Revolution. It got to a point eventually where the people got tired of eating rats. And, you know, they got out their shovels and pickaxes and whatever else they had, and the French royalty ended up on the guillotine. You know, eventually, all the bodyguards these elite have hired and everything else, they're going to think about their own families first, not their elite bosses.
Well, whatever's going to happen, I hope it hurry ups and happens.
I agree with you there, John.
I'm. This is literally the Twilight Zone. I mean, we're in between night and day, reality, unreality. We're in this floating little stage of nothingness, and I'm.
Well, that must be why I keep hearing Rod Serling's voice in my ears.
It could be. All right, Obi, anything else, sir?
No, I'm done with you, sir. I don't take that the wrong way. I didn't mean to be rude.
That's okay. A few people have expressed that to me in the last couple of weeks, so like I said, I've got to grow a thicker skin. All right. Hey, thanks, Obi. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay, sir.
Bye.
We got two phones and two ears. Do we have another caller there? Okay. Go ahead and punch it up. Frank in North Carolina. Hello, Frank.
Hey, John. Wasn't planning on calling in, but that last caller I had to actually a couple of callers. I've heard a lot of people over the years talk from, you know, that have lived in Arizona or live in Arizona. Some of them have even, you know, run for, you know, political positions and whatnot. And everybody says, you know, they've never met a resident of Arizona who's ever voted for John McCain. So I think they have a very corrupt political system there. But, you know, I hear some of the callers saying the same thing. They've never, you know, everybody's like, you know, hey, did you, you know, who's voting for John McCain? Nobody's ever met anybody that voted for him. I'm sure there are some, but I think there's something really, you know, corrupt.
Well, and Arizona is not one of our more populous states. But if you can keep fixing it to keep McCain in there, neocon special that he is, to keep him in there as a U.S. senator, you look what that guy does and has been doing for a number of years. He's one of the crutches for the military-industrial complex to keep this stuff going. You know, I mean, now it's a war on terrorism, Frank, in the Middle East, where it used to be that, well, we were trying to liberate countries and trying to bring in Western-style democracies and, you know, XXX movie theaters and the middleman bankers and McDonald's. And they flat-out rejected it. But now what we've done is, well, if things aren't hot enough there, we start funding the people that are dissatisfied with their governments, and all of a sudden we have coups and more bloodshed. And I mean, it's just not going to stop. It's not going to stop until we pull our people the hell out of the Middle East, period.
And then Lindsey Graham, of course, is this little cabin boy right there, you know, to do his... you know, his errands and whatnot. But there's another caller that said something, and I agree with, and that is, I think that George Soros is, you know, like the caller said, a lieutenant or whatnot of the Rothschilds. And you know, there's a host out there that I didn't even turn him on today. He can't hardly stomach the guy, but he keeps. And he keeps putting out this disinfo that Hillary Clinton is an agent for China. Well, go back and look at the recent history over the past 100 years of China. Who went in there, into China, and took over? Who has agents? Who has special forces, or rather advisors, in China, basically telling them how to exploit America? It's Israel. I mean, you know, the same guy years ago used to always talk about, Israel sells all of our top secret technology, the U.S. top secret technology, to China. Well, he keeps saying that China, Hillary Clinton is directly working for the Chinese government. That's insane.
I wonder how much money they've poured into her campaign.
Well, I'm telling you, just... I don't know. I don't even want to get into it. It sounds too crazy, but I'm telling you, I really believe that Israel is using China. They're in there manipulating the powers that be in China, just like they do in America. And they've got us working against each other, pitted against each other. It's all a game. I mean, you know, it's the usual scenario where they're controlling both sides. But Yeah.
And that's why I'm all for bringing all of our troops home, shutting down these bases that we have worldwide. You know, the hell with NATO. World War II's been over for a lot of years. Supposedly that was their design to stop the further expansion of communism. And now we have the communist inside this country, and Russia is no longer the Soviet Union, and it looks more like what America used to look like than America. I mean, it's mind-bending. It is. Could you imagine somebody walking into the scenario right now trying to figure out what the hell's going on?
Yeah. I do it every day. It's pretty difficult.
Well, and you have a working knowledge base. I'm talking about the cold, butt, stupid, 100-year sleeper that has woken up to the fact that things aren't right and they don't seem to be getting any better. So what's going on? So how does he figure out what's going on? What, does he listen to the evening news? Does he watch CNN? Does he watch Fox News?
Well, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I turned on Rush Limbaugh for about 2 or 3 minutes, 2 days, or no, it was yesterday, and he said that, that's something else. He said white people. That's interesting to hear Rush Limbaugh say white people, because I listened to him a long time ago for years and never heard him say white people, but... that they're leaving the Democratic Party in droves. Of course, that doesn't really mean that much to me, because the Republican Party is just as bad in my eyes, at my level. But
But stop a second. What the Republican Party has been and what it's become is...
Controlled opposition.
Yeah, exactly, controlled opposition. They have even had to create a new name. They're conservatives. It used to be that they were constitutionalists. And you got to go back a few years for that one. This is why I targeted Mike Pence when Hillary Clinton came out and slammed. What did she call them? The undesirables. What was the term, Mike, that she used? The deplorables. There we go. the deplorables. And I'm watching Mike Pence, and there's a screen wipe on Fox News, and him talking about this, and I'm looking at this. He says, and they put it right on the screen, that Hillary Clinton's not fit for office of the presidency. And right on the heels of that, he turns around and calls this country a democracy. And I'm thinking to myself, Mike Pence, that disqualified you from becoming vice president.
Pence is a clown to me. He's an embarrassment. And you got people that they love to bring up the name. They love to evoke the image and the name of Dr. David Duke and a KKK outfit from back in the 60s or 70s.
Yeah.
But they don't say anything about the fact that Trump, who I'm probably going to vote for, has Rudy Giuliani out there traveling with him on the campaign trail. Now, Alex Jones was the guy who said that 9/11 was an inside job. Well, that means Rudy Giuliani had to be involved intimately in the false flag attack. But he doesn't say anything about that. But he loves to harp on how what a despicable human being Dr. David Duke is. But he never gives any examples of why.
Can't. Well, you know, he used to be the Grand Wizard of the KKK. Well, at one point in time, in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, there were more people in Washington, D.C., elected officials that were KKK than you could shake a stick at. But nobody ever mentions that as well. So, you know, hey. All right, Frank, I appreciate it, man.
Yep.
Thanks. James in Michigan. Hello, James.
Hey, John. Hi. And I've got to talk about backing up just exactly what I was going to talk about, was the fact that Donald Trump was thinking to have Rudy Giuliani as far as Homeland Security, the head of Homeland Security. I've got a problem with that because I've done a lot of... I did a 3-hour 9/11 show up here in Northern Michigan. One of the tracks that I had, recordings I had, was the fact of Giuliani on 9/11, prior to the buildings collapsing, on an interview with Peter Jennings. And Rudy Giuliani said, well, Peter, we've had a lot of loss of life, but we've also been told that the buildings may collapse. So he had prior knowledge of that. But he also said, in that interview with Peter Jennings, that he was trapped in a building. It was the emergency, I guess you would call it...
Command center. Yeah.
Command center.
Mm-hmm.
And they were trapped in there because the bombs were going off in Building 7. And nobody's ever pushed him on that. But he was trapped in Building 7 because the bombs, they were blowing up the stairways at that time, so the bombs were going off in there. He said, we were trapped, but we had to find some place else to leave. But, you know, the one thing, John, that really ticks me off is the fact that he goes, well, we've heard that these buildings will collapse, but he never warned the firefighters. And remember they told everybody, don't worry about everything, go back to your offices? They wanted collateral damage. They said, go back up, no big problem. And then Giuliani said, we've been told the buildings are going to collapse. And then he never, said to them, get everybody out of the buildings.
Let me ask you this, and I'm fishing for a timeline here.
Sure.
How long before those buildings actually collapsed, and we know that it was an artificial event, but how much time lapsed between Giuliani making that statement and the buildings actually coming down?
Good question. I have to find that out.
Here's the reason I bring that up, James.
Okay, sure.
Is that Giuliani might not have been in on the fix. And I remember this like it was yesterday. I mean, we're going back to September 11, 2001, watching it on TV like everybody else in this country is watching it. I'm looking at this and I'm going, wow. You know, it looks like the one building there, it looks like a few floors might be lobbed off and it's going to crash to the streets. You know, I, for one, not for a moment believed, even if there was a second aircraft that hit the other building, the other trade tower, that it was going to collapse. And if Rudy Giuliani wasn't in on the fix, he might have believed like everybody else did. Oh, hell, the buildings aren't going to collapse. Well, we need to get those people out of there, and we need to secure the area. But for right now, everybody stay put. Don't panic. I didn't believe they were going to collapse. Did you?
They've never collapsed in the whole history of the world.
Well, but, you know, we're always reminded of the who, what, and the where. You know, it's like a redux of JFK assassination. And the question is never really why. You know, now we're back to it was Osama bin Laden and his boys and the terrorists that brought it down. Oh, no, it was these Saudi hijackers. Well, just the other day, you know, oh, it's clear that people here that lost loved ones or people worldwide can now sue the Saudi government over what? Hijackers that weren't there? I mean, this smacks of me is there's one gigantic fix coming in. And I don't know quite what it's going to be. But man, there is the crap is piling up, and they're not going to be able to shovel it off fast enough.
I guess the thing I would say, John, is the fact that he was trapped in Building 7. He was at the command center, and they blew up. So bombs are going off there. So I guess that didn't come up in the 9/11 hearings. Number two, the fact that he knew or was told the buildings were going to come down, who told him that? And if he knew that ahead of time,
yeah,
whether it be an hour.
Well, and again, that's why I asked what the timeline was on that official statement versus the buildings actually collapsing. Because, like I said,
it matter the fact that he knew they could come down? Should he tell everybody?
James, you're asking me to draw conclusions off of information. I'm not an inside guy. I don't have the ability to pick up the phone and ask Mr. Giuliani that question. You know, I don't.
Well, I'm just thinking that there's things during the 9/11 hearings. He didn't mention that there were bombs going off in Building 7.
Mm.
He was part of the conspiracy to cover it up.
All right. Well,
it's like, you know, John Farmer, the head legal counsel for 9/11 hearings, okay, head of the Rutgers University of Law, or Attorney General of... anyways, what he said was he wrote a book called what was it? But anyways, in his book he said that during the press conference that for his book, okay, they asked him who on the 9/11 commission, what on the 9/11 commission was true. He said nothing. Nothing was true. And he said, who lied to the 9/11 Commission? He goes, it was called Ground Truth, his book, John Farmer.
Mm.
He said, who lied to the 9/11 Commission? He goes, everybody. And he was a head legal counsel. Again, Attorney General for, and also head for the law school of Rutgers University. So, what it comes down to is that everybody lied.
Yeah.
And Giuliani was one of those.
Well, and there's other things.
He may not have been in the mix, but he lied about the fact that he should have said, I was in Building 7 and there was bombs going up. You never heard that, though. He's part of the conspiracy. I'm sorry, John.
Well, James, you know, we're all entitled to our opinion, but I don't know the timeline. I don't know if Rudy Giuliani was in the building in Building 7 when the bombs were going off. I don't know. There's just something about this. Well, something else you said, you know, what bothers me, you know, Trump is coming out and talking about these trade deals that need to be renegotiated. But who's out there stumping for him? You know, I mean, my God, I know it's going to take a lot to get in the White House. It's going to take a lot to quiet the fears of the Republicans that are the Congress critters that are up there right now. But man, this has me concerned of the people that have been next to him. You know, I don't know, man. Like I've said,
I know what you're saying though. But Giuliani is corrupt. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He's hiding so much stuff,
but he's selling. You know, he's selling Trump, and it's working.
I understand that, but, you know, if Homeland Security, Rudy Giuliani, I'm sorry.
Well,
the guy is corrupt, and he was involved in 9/11. I'm sorry, he's involved in the cover-up.
Okay, all right.
And I understand that, too, because you know what? How many people have died just doing the JFK cover-up or, you know, the Oklahoma City bombing? I mean, people are scared, so I understand that.
Yeah.
But Rudy and Larry Silverstein, everybody, they're all involved in this stuff. But I just going, oh, my God, Donald Trump's. But, you know, I'm behind Donald, okay? And I think the biggest thing, John, is the fact that Donald Trump is not playing all his cards. He knows more than he's telling us.
Well, and that's and what Jim, this is what I've said before. Okay, let's not keep repeating ourselves. This is what I've said before. You're not going to see what Donald Trump is going to do. Is he going to really pick Rudy Giuliani for Department of Homeland Security? Maybe not. Is he going to kiss Israel's ass the way he's maybe indicated that he's going to? Maybe not. You're not going to know what's going to happen because I'm not a soothsayer. I can't read tarot cards and I don't do crystal balls. We're going to have to see what the man does when he gets in there. Is it going to be as bad as a Hillary presidency? No. Yeah, okay, here we go. Lesser of two evils. Well, you know what? In the final analysis, I think we've pretty much determined what the role of the federal government should be and its power and how it should be limited. But there's something that they forgot to remind everybody of. And that's why we're out here to keep reminding these cretins that we do have law. We do have positive law in this country, and it's called the Constitution. And no law should have been passed if it didn't pass the smell test or the constitutional muster. We've got a lot of undoing to do in this country, which in reality will be our reemergence in the world. I don't know Donald Trump. I don't know Donald Trump. I can't crawl in the guy's head. So we're just going to have to see. And this is assuming that they don't fix the election to put Hillary in there. But I think what's going on right now is they're building her an exit. You know, do you actually think that if she became president, there wouldn't be enough people out here upset over the Clinton Foundation? They wouldn't keep digging at her? And her 4 years would be weighted down with investigation after investigation? They can't fix everything. I think, personally, they're building an exit for Hillary Clinton. And it's even been suggested that Michelle Obama takes her place. What? What? If that's the case, then it is a rigged game, and it's designed to throw it at Trump. I'll take it quickly. Who is it? Jim in Missouri. Hello, Jim. We got about a minute and a half.
Okay, well, that was surprising. Anyway, I'm kind of with the previous caller, but I've been watching Donald Trump, and the way I look at it is keep your friends close, Donald, keep your enemies closer. And I think that might be what he's doing.
Well, and he might have a power play here at hand. Remember me saying, what happened during the last Depression? And from all indicators, economically, socially, and every mile marker that you can look at, we are in worse shape than the Great Depression. Now, having said that, what did Franklin Delano Roosevelt do? Well, he had his little meetings with America, his little fireside chats. What if Donald Trump gets the presidency and starts talking directly to the American people? Whoops. I think that will be his ultimate power play. Got to run, my friend. Thanks, Jim. And thank you all for being here today. We'll see you tomorrow.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare, don't despair, at www.bugoutpanama.net.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.